come to you today, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name that you've brought forth your people today. And God, you've gathered us up in the name of your Son. And so thankful that we're looking to you, Lord. We're asking for your anointing today, God. You have to open the heart, dear God, for it to receive anything from you. And Lord, you said, by my Spirit, and we say, welcome, welcome, welcome today, Lord. May the Spirit just run rampant through here this morning, God. May those hearts that have indifference here today, those hearts that would need to break up the fallow ground here today, God, may we step forth and say, Lord, I need you. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Lord, and I need it now. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you are a God of immediate. Hallelujah. How you bring it so quickly. Lord, your faith is immediate. Help us to believe. As you said in your word, it works effectually in them that believe. So, Lord, we're just so grateful that you're here this morning. We're looking to you. We're looking to you alone. We ask that only you would be magnified and lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the book of Joshua today. And we'll read in the 24th chapter. And that's the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua. And we'll begin reading in the 11th verse. And ye went over Jordan and came into Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Girgashites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hands. There's a lot of fighting there. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye did not build, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and the olive yards which ye planted, not do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Now, there are so many applications in this wonderful text here this morning, brothers and sisters. And the Lord has encouraged me to take just one little piece out of verse 15 there. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And to bring it down even a little bit more personal today, I believe maybe the most personal level it could be. We're not going to talk about our physical home this morning. I'm not going to talk about your physical home this morning, brothers and sisters. By the grace of God, He's encouraged me to talk about my temple, my house, your temple, your house, the body in which you live, brothers and sisters. And the Word of God tells us that a house divided against itself will fall, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I believe the word that kept coming to my heart as the Lord brought this text to my life, indifference. That word indifference, brothers and sisters, neutral, unconcerned. How about unaffected by the word of God? Did you hear me? Unaffected by the word of God. Brothers and sisters, we are in a cutting time. I mean a major cutting time. And my heart has been heavy because the love of many a Christian is waxing cold. It's getting to the point where many of God's precious people are not sensitive to the Word of God anymore. God help us. God forbid that there wouldn't be anything more sweet, more precious, more valuable than the Word of God. That this is it. It's not just the test. It's not just the limits. It's it. It's the only thing. It's the very Word of God. It's almost where we've gotten so far down in the world's rut that the light is not penetrating, brothers and sisters. And I'm here today to tell us that we need to guard against this state. We need to stand in defense of the gospel of Christ. And you see, it creeps in so many different ways. Whether it's pride, or rebellion, or neglect, or defiance. And if we fellowship with any of these for long enough, brothers and sisters, it's like an abusive relationship in the natural, where the one being abused has a hard time leaving. It happens. We fellowship with this long enough, brothers and sisters, and the sickness becomes so ingrained, it's come so deep inside of us, that we get used to the lifestyle. Glory begets glory, but sin begets sin. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. God, as He tells us in His Scripture here, He said, sincerity and in truth. God, help us to be sincere. I'm not here because of feeling this morning. Nope. If I went by feeling, I wouldn't come around to church. I know it's faith. And I know who gave me faith. God. God gave me the grace to believe Him. God gives me the grace to sing. God gives me the grace that even when I don't feel like it, I know. Praise God, I know. As Brother David, as he lied in his bed, and it said that his pillow became just like rivers of water. He drowned in that pillow. But yet he knew that even though the heavens were sounding like brass, he had a God that cared. He had a God that cared so much that He said, even if I make my bed in hell, Thou art there with me. I'm so grateful for that. I'm thinking of how many times and time again I have believed not. I have said, God, help my unbelief. And yet every single time I look to Him, He abides faithful. He never moves. He's the God that stands for you. He's the God that, praise His name, sets you upon that rock. And you are not moved. It doesn't matter what you think. It's the rock that is higher than I am. And praise God that He comforts me. And that I am in my Savior's hand. And my Father's hand is over that. And no man can pluck me from my Father's hand. There is no way I cannot be separated from the love of God. Hallelujah, I'm in deep. I'm His family, and not just His family, I'm His son. And praise be to God, the moment that you gave your life to Christ, you were born of God, never to be separated from Him. He will ever abide faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, hallelujah. Do we got something to sing about today? But brothers and sisters, the Lord is crying out to us today that even though these things may have become so ingrained in us and so deep of this abusive relationship that we have been living, and I'm talking about a relationship where we are denying, where we are ignorant of, where we are actually fleeing, just like Brother Jonah did. That was a prophet of God last week, and he fled the Lord. But it can become so ingrained in us that that abusive relationship becomes the lifestyle. But I'm here today to tell you that's not you. That's not you. That's just the old devil and his lies. Do you know that? Amen, it is. He's lying. And we can come out of it. And we need to come out of it because the time is running out. Praise God. If you're a child of God today, I hope you know this. You are seated together in the heavens in Christ with Him. You're there. Your citizenship is in heaven. This isn't about, am I going to heaven or not? This is about, am I going to live the joy of the Lord? Is it going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory in this life? And even more importantly, brothers and sisters, are we going to be prepared for a day that is swiftly approaching? I'm telling you, Jesus is coming, and He's going to have a bride, and His bride is going to depart out of here first. I don't care what man tells you. I don't care what Bible colleges may tell you. I look to the Word of God. And the Word of God says that there's a sleep that's over the church right now. Yes, there is. You look there in Thessalonians, and there is a slumber on the people of God. They're comatose. They really are. Know it. And there needs to be an awakening, but there is a body that's alive within that body. And she's quickened, and she knows that the thief comes in the night when they're not expecting. And no man knows the hour, but let me tell you something, her heart looks for him every second. And she's going to take a flight out of here, brothers and sisters, and it's going to be out from among them. And praise God, there needs to be oil in that lamp if that fervent fire is going to be burning. It's not going to happen any other way. Those foolish virgins were coming out there thinking they were going to come to a wedding, but they had no oil in the lamp. The Spirit, by the grace of God, oh my goodness, needs to be overflowing in our life. These aren't just things that we know. Oh, I've studied them before. Well, I've seen that before. And I've told you time and time again, as the Lord's encouraged my heart, I never would have taken my wife's hand in marriage, nor hers mine, if she didn't know that I divinely loved her. I said, honey, I'll tell you what, I'll just meet you over at the altar someday and we'll go ahead and get married. Don't call me now, I'm kind of busy, but we'll meet up. It ain't going to happen. You say, brother, you're nuts. She's going to get away. Well, let me tell you something. That Shulamite, he was dealing with her all the time, wasn't he? And she was laying in her bed, and I'm sure she was thinking of him and all these different things. She got up. She knew that he was at the door, but she hesitated. There was something going on. She started looking at her hand. She was looking at the things of life. She was worried maybe about the suffering that she was in. Praise God for the sufferings, but it's not the sufferings that we're looking at. It's him. And praise be to God, she finally was quickened and she said, oh my goodness, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Oh my goodness, I'm loving it. There was a time I saw that. I kept saying, I am my beloved's and my desire is toward him. But then it was, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Oh, and it just struck so deep. And I said, oh, you love me like that, don't you? He said, yeah, I've been here all the time. And it was so wonderful. Oh, it was so wonderful. Oh, and we've been supping together, and praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, we need to be honest. Really, sincerity. There's an honest, not an honest with ourselves. And really today, is the fire burning? Is it fervent? Not something you're trying to promote. I'm not talking about let's get together and sing till we're blue in the face. I'm talking about my heart. I'm talking about, is it really, really real? And here it is. Does the Word of God speak to you? Does the Word of God move you? Yes, His sheep do know His voice. It's a fact. It's the Word of God. And yes, He speaks to us continually. But the question is, are we listening? The question is, are we going to take heed, brothers and sisters? Are we growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or have I set my face to say, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to go by how I feel and what I discern and what I think is right. Let me tell you something. You're in trouble. That's a way of destruction. I want to be led in the way everlasting. How about you? I don't want to waste my time. I don't. And I know by the grace of God when we come together and we say in Jesus' name, oh, that's time well spent. Oh, that's time well spent. Brothers and sisters, the church of Laodicea in Revelation is the epitome of indifference. They were so indifferent that they were neither hot nor cold. And God had to spew them out of His mouth. Now the devil is trying to do that to God's precious people today. In a way. So don't go running with that too far. He's raiding homes today. He's breaking up marriages today. Children are becoming unruly. He's getting people to fight over money. And on and on and on. More importantly, I'm telling you, he's leading God's precious people away from Paul's gospel. God help us to stand and to withstand. And having done all to stand, Jesus is about to appear. He is. People say, oh, how do you know? Well, because you're saying that. The Bible said when you started saying that, how do you know? It's how I know. Look to the Word of God, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you anyways, your life is but a vapor. I was thinking as I ran in here today, and I did kind of run in. I was running up and down the steps. You know, the kids were singing, and there was a lot of catching up to do. Sometimes I'm running a little behind, but He never is. But I remember looking at some of those kids, how I grew up in this place and how marvelous it is. And how marvelous it was to come to Sunday school and to sing and to praise the Lord and to learn to come to an altar and bow down before Him and say, Jesus, I love You. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, for we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But how beautiful. But then also the realization, my goodness, I'm almost 45. Yeah. Now, a lot of you looking at me say, oh man, you're still snot-nosed to me. It's just because you're so old. I can't help you. See, I haven't changed. Only the glory to glory can change me. But I'm telling you something. It's quick. It's but a moment. Redeem the time. Don't waste it. Don't end this life saying, oh, I wish I had. If anything, the Lord's put upon my heart for us to be able to say, oh, I'm so glad I did. Aren't you glad you did, brother? Aren't you glad you did, sister? Oh, I told you so. It's wonderful. We're here. Oh, hallelujah. And the oneness. And can you imagine? We're not just a gathered crowd, a company at the wedding. Oh no, I'm standing up here and I'm looking in His eyes and I'm saying, I do, I do, I do. I'm telling you, it's got to happen right now. I do, Lord. I will go. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh my goodness, it's but a light affliction. Oh, and what a far greater exceeding weight of glory that He's working together. Oh, in us, in us. Oh, hallelujah. It is just too good. God constrain me. But I'm telling you something here. The devil is on his prowl. We know it. And like I say, I don't like to give him too much credit because he doesn't deserve any at all. God allows him to do exactly what he's doing. But before we go jumping into an ocean of despair, we need to take heed to the Word of God. It's time to take heed to the Word of God right now to say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I need encouragement to want to come and to feast upon Your Word. And not just into the a church, but in your home, brothers and sisters, daily. Don't try to speed read through it. You don't need to say, well, look at this. I've got a thing here. In 60 days, I'm going to read through the Bible. Well, in 60 days, if you just approach it that way, you won't remember a thing. I'd rather you take 60 days on one verse. And let Him write it across your heart. And let Him get in there and know me. And you're going to know Him through the Scripture, brothers and sisters. And it's the Spirit that discerns it. But brothers and sisters, we need to take heed. And realizing by laying hold, even this day, could be the overcoming moment for you for bridal rain. Do you know that? For bridal rain. Could be the overcoming moment. Do you realize that the greatest victory that you could ever take in your life is the trial that you are in right now? The trial that you're in right now. Oh, well, brother, you couldn't imagine what a full overcomer in Christ I was last month. And last week, oh, the full overcomer in Christ I was. Let me tell you something, that doesn't mean a thing. What matters is today, am I a full overcomer in Christ today, right now? Am I giving it to You, Lord? This is where He's bringing this down. It's right now, as for me and my house, brothers and sisters. And it does begin right here. And it's not something that's a facade. It's not something that we just walk around. This is the real deal and it's happening right now. And so many of God's precious people are being robbed today with a gospel of prosper and be in health. Oh God, help us. I'm telling you, somehow they get this, that when you become a Christian, it becomes easy street. That when you become a Christian, as we've heard before, it's the lotus land of ease. Let me tell you something. There is nothing further from the gospel. There is nothing further from the truth of the gospel of Christ. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. He laid it out real clear. He said, endure the hardness as a good soldier. It's coming that way, brothers and sisters. He said, fight the good fight of faith. He didn't say lay down. He didn't say back up. He said, fight it. Now that doesn't mean I say bring it on. It's fight the good fight of faith. I don't be obnoxious in this. Oh no, it's patience. And understanding God, he said, put on the whole armor, son. And I put on the whole armor of God, and hallelujah, I watch him fight the battle for me. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it just so fantastic? That story of David, it wasn't just a story, it's how you fight. Well, I can't wear this strange armor, it don't fit. You could see him with the belt and the shield. It just looked like something from a Disney show or something. You know, the little guy, and he couldn't get it on right. He said, you know what, Lord, you're going to get it on. You're going to fight this battle. Hallelujah. You uncircumcised Philistine, you don't know what you're doing coming up against my God. My God's here today. And hallelujah, by grace, I'm showing up. And he's going to defeat you again and again and again. Did you not get it? It is finished. It is done. There's nothing more to do. Hallelujah. Victory has been won. Now, isn't that precious, brothers and sisters? And we can hallelujah it up, and I'm so grateful to God, but how about living it in your home tomorrow if He gives it to you? How about even 15 minutes after church when, oh, I got to get back in the car with Him. Ugh. Come on now. Oh, there is such a wondrous consistency in the love of God. Why not live it now? Why not invite it in now? Why not say, Lord, I love coming to church. I love hearing the Word of God. I love loving up on my brothers and sisters in Christ. But let me have that love for my husband. Let me have that love for my wife. Let me have that love for my family. Yeah. God put them in specifically for you. And not, oh yeah, specifically me for me to get over you. No, it's not going to work that way. No, specifically for us to love one another. God, help us. I want you to win His best. I want you to win His best. God put a desire in my heart for us to win His best. And nothing short. This is it. It is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It hasn't moved. It's the same. And it's one step back. Praise be to God. I'm so thankful for that. Let it never leave your life. I don't care how far you think you've run. It's one step back. Five-letter word, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I got to hurry on. I got to keep going. We got to read some more scripture today. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 10. See, Brother Paul, he even said he suffered the loss of all things. But it wasn't even worthy to be compared. It wasn't even worthy to utter in the same breath, basically. It mentioned together to win him, to win him. But over here in Matthew, brothers and sisters, and we're going to go to the 10th chapter, and I'll hurry along. 34th verse, 10th chapter 34. Now this is Jesus Christ. Listen to these wonderful words. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. It says that in the Word of God. Matthew 10, verse 34. And it gets better, so let's stay with it. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now, I don't want to hear any amens, even though I heard a lot of quiet ones. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Listen to this. These are the words of life. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of those little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And this is your Jesus. And I think it's very clear. He wants your undivided attention. He wants your undivided love. He's a jealous God. He just is. He's coming after you full out. I'm telling you, there's nothing hidden here. He's no politician. He's not trying to tickle your ears, is he? Oh, no, he's not. He's wearing his heart out on his sleeve, and he's telling you that he loves you. And oh, does he love you? He's the lover of your soul. He's not playing hard to get. There are no hidden agendas here. It is just pure truth in love. So what's it going to be today, brothers and sisters? Are we going to go? Are we going to say yes? Are we going to quit wasting time here? It's not going to be easy. Forget about that. It is not going to be easy. It is a narrow way. But he says it very clearly. Lovest thou me more than these? Do you think it just might be worth it? Oh God, help me not to even utter that. Oh, as he's saying, do you believe my plan? Do you believe my purpose, my provision, my power to transform you into my masterpiece, into my bride? Or is it really the things that moth corrupts and the thief steals and the rust completely dissolves away? Is that more important? It's a silly question, isn't it? But are we living that silly life? Are we like those silly virgins going out there, wasting their time? Silly young women. Oh my goodness. Brothers and sisters, indifferent we cannot be. We cannot be indifferent. If we truly are professing to be followers of Jesus Christ, listen to him today. He's saying, take up your cross. Follow me. Follow me. I am the way. I am the glorious way. I'm your peace. I'm your rest. Know my plan. Know my purpose. Receive the grace of God. Isn't it wonderful? Receive this freely given grace. And jointly join me. Jointly. Not just to come unto me. Oh no, jointly reigning. Jointly ruling. Jointly in heavenly matrimony with me, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. The Lamb's wife. The wife hath made herself ready. It's time. It's time. Indifferent we cannot be. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you again for supping with us. We thank you for the words of life. God, we just ask that, Lord, it would quicken us. Lord, to them that believe, it works effectually. Lord, help us to be believers. Help us to live this truth in love. Help us to want this. I know there's many lives out there today that saying, Lord, I really do want this. I've never had this transformation. Lord, it's the renewing of our mind. God, I pray for all of your people here today. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And Lord, let the transformation begin. God, it's your grace. It's your vision. Lord, it's your love. We give you this time. We praise you for it. We thank you for every life. In Jesus' name, amen.